So welcome to Meditative Prayer Service tonight. We're going to throw you a curveball tonight, mainly because I can and it's fun. So instead of taking one scripture like we usually do and read through, and after the fourth reading we go into our message, today we're going to, I chose two different scriptures, and we're going to read through a first scripture and sit in silence. And then I'm kind of taking the message and divvying it up between the two scriptures. So after our silence and our song, I'll talk a little bit about that scripture, give you some thoughts to consider. I'll read the scripture again, and we'll do silence again, but maybe with some different information for you to sit with in that silence. And then we'll go into our second scripture, and same thing, we'll read it, and then have 5 minutes of silence and the song. And then after that third reading as well, we'll come up in light just like we always do and have the prayer bench. And then I will go into a little talk about that scripture and then some thoughts to consider, and we'll go into 5 more minutes of silence. So we're having like 4 sessions of silence and then go into communion after that. So just a little different than usual, but we'll guide you through the whole way. Let's open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for this time that we can come together, especially in Holy Week, when your call to us is to find some time to come away and get still and quiet and truly think about and experience what it meant to have Jesus in our life and everything that he has done for us. And very thankful that we have this time tonight to do that. And I pray for each person here that they may come away from tonight with something that each one of them needs, and you know what that is. We ask these things in your name. Amen. Yesterday marked the beginning of Holy Week. It's a time for us as Christians to reflect on the events leading up to the death and resurrection of Jesus and what Jesus means to each of us. So many emotions are tied to the sacred week, from deep sadness to great joy and happiness. As we experience Holy Week, let us walk more closely with Jesus in the closing week of his earthly life. Our first reading tonight comes from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 7. Listen in a reverent way. The word of God is sacred. Let us give ourselves to the sacred text and open our hearts to the power of the Holy Spirit, calling us forth to respond. The Lord's obedient servant. The sovereign Lord has given me his words of wisdom so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning, he wakens me and opens my understanding to his will. The sovereign Lord has spoken to me, and I have listened. I have not rebelled or turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do his will, and I know that I will not be put to shame. See, the sovereign Lord is on my side. Who will declare me guilty? All my enemies will be destroyed like old clothes that have been eaten by moths. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servant? If you are walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. But watch out, you who live in your own light, and warm yourselves by your own fires. This is the reward you will receive from me. You will soon fall down in great torment. a couple things about the scripture that we just read. This text is known as the third song of the suffering servant. It contrasts Israel's sin with the servant's obedience. We also see that the Messiah will be persecuted yet vindicated. The song reflects the servant responding to the instruction of God. He's not rebellious, even when his obedience to God results in suffering. The servant of the Lord expresses his confidence that God will help him and that he will be found innocent. In this confidence, the Messiah resolves to see his task to completion, no matter how difficult the road becomes. Some 700 years later, Jesus fulfilled this prophecy. Abuse and insults were heaped upon him as he was thrown to the Roman soldiers. His back was beaten, his face was hit, and he was spit upon. Jesus was obedient unto death, and the Father vindicated his suffering servant by resurrecting him. As we listen to the text again for the second reading, and as we move through Holy Week, take time to ponder on the overall message. Build into each day some quiet time. Be still before the Lord. What is our response to this reading? Because it is our lived response to the sacred scriptures given to us that is the key for our formation as a Christian. If we don't respond, then they're merely texts on a page. When we do respond, then they become our life. So as I read the second time, what part of the scripture speaks to you personally? Do you identify with Jesus in his suffering? Where in your life are you currently suffering? Mocked, discarded? Where is your brokenness keeping you from experiencing all God has for you? Where have you been met by Jesus in renewal and come to him with a grateful heart? What sufferings of others currently speak to your heart? How might God be asking you to walk with those who are suffering? In the silence, take these things to God and listen for his response. Our second reading. The sovereign Lord has given me his words of wisdom, so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning, he wakens me and opens my understanding to his will. The sovereign Lord has spoken to me, and I have listened. I have not rebelled or turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do his will. And I know that I will not be put to shame. See, the sovereign Lord is on my side. Who will declare me guilty? All my enemies will be destroyed like the old clothes that have been eaten by moths. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servant? If you are walking in darkness, without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. But watch out, you who live in your own light, and warm yourselves by your own fires. This is the reward you will receive from me. You will soon fall down in great torment. During the silence following the scripture reading, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler for prayers as you are able. And for those wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle during communion or at the end of the service. Our second scripture reading tonight comes from Philippians 2, verses 6 through 11, and this is the Message translation. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. Because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow and worship before this Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the master of all, to the glorious honor of God the Father. So this particular scripture we just read was a hymn that was used in liturgies of the early church. A hymn chanted or sung or recited over and over again eventually becomes written on our hearts to those who pray with it. So this hymn speaks of the twofold mystery. It's the passion and death of Christ, of Jesus, but it's also then the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. So it's simple, and at the same time, it's profound as a teaching tool. So one can compare this hymn with another hymn of the Old Testament, which was the hymn that was recited different times in the life of God's people. And it reminded them that they were freed from slavery of Egypt and brought to the Promised Land. The message was, don't forget it, right? When they would sing those hymns, it's like, don't forget what happened to you, where you were and where you got to go. Same thing here with Philippians. The message is, don't forget it. So once we forget what Jesus has done for us, then we're beginning to wander away. So when we forget, we start to wander. So as we read our final reading tonight, ponder on what Jesus has done for you and for others. Because sometimes we kind of don't know what he's doing in our life, or maybe we can't see it, but I'm sure if we look around us, we see him at work. So look at where he is. Where have you experienced Jesus in your life? Where have you seen Jesus at work in others' lives? And what is your response to Jesus' presence in yours? Our final reading. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. Because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow and worship before this Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the master of all, to the glorious honor of God the Father.
As we enter into this Holy Week, we take time to reflect and to remember the journey of Christ. Remember how Christ came and lived among us, how he became a servant, how he came to love the least and the lost and the last. And we remember that as he journeyed towards the cross, he took time to share a meal with his disciples. And after that meal was over, he took bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, and it's broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then later, when the supper was over, he took the cup, And he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, and it's poured out for each and every one of you for forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Holy God, we ask that you might pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Here in our church, we practice an open table of communion. That means you don't need to be a member of this church or any church to receive communion with us this evening. We just ask that you come forward with a heart ready to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. We'll receive communion this evening by intinction. That means you'll be given a piece of the bread and asked to lightly dip it in the cup and receive both elements at the same time. I invite Becky to come forward to help serve, and then I invite you all to come as you feel ready and prepared.
As we go into the rest of our Holy Week, may each one of us truly see the tremendous offering that we received in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And may you go in peace. Amen.